The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
Welcome in, everybody. It's time for Need to Know here on TKR. Kip Kiefer with you on this Monday. That's where I'm taping things. We are now well into the new year. What's today like? Already January the 8th. I hope that all of your holiday celebrations and everything that you had going on to bring in the new year were joyous and memorable. And I hope 2024 turns out to be a fabulous year for each and every one of you. I can't tell you how much I appreciate listeners that tune in and find out what I feel like you need to know. And we're going to start this season with a theme that I've used, I think, maybe once before, but I'm calling it Need to Know Theater of the Absurd. And today, the Theater of the Absurd has a very interesting topic where it came to light about a week ago that USA Boxing, which is the official amateur federation that makes the rules and determines the procedures for amateur boxing in this country, all the way up to the AAU and the Olympic levels, the trials and things that determine who the participants are going to be for the United States in the Olympics and international competitions. And of course, a whole slew of different titles for different age categories. That's basically what the USA Boxing Federation does. Well, you know, the USA Boxing Federation decided that they needed to update their rule book because from a procedural situation, they had not done anything to address the issue of, wait for it, transgender fighters. Now, I have no problem with someone who wants to alter themselves, who identifies as something different. I think it's an indication of possible mental illness or some other kind of dysfunction. But, you know, again, each individual of age, let me add that, because this movement to try and convince young children that their gender identity is in question is heinous and unacceptable. Because let a kid be a kid. Let a child make the decisions on these things, even if they have thoughts, when they're qualified to do so, when they approach adulthood at least, or actually reach the age of legal consent for most things, which is somewhere, and this is another ridiculous aspect of what you need to know, but I'm sure all of you are aware that some things, if you're 18, cool, knock yourself out. For other things, you have to be 21. Let's make a determination of what that age is. I think the number is hard to identify because, as we've talked about here about older people, particularly in politics, where our presidential candidates are both, one's over 80 and the other one's right behind it, you can't really quantify the number in terms of that part of the deal, because people's development mentally, physically, emotionally is all different. It's all based on the individual. So there could be a 17-year-old who's fully mature and functional, but there could be a 25-year-old who's still wrestling with their identity and their desires and whatever else. So it's really tough, and I got an off on, as I do, as you listen to the show, on a different tangent I didn't really intend to talk about. But the bottom line is, if a person makes a decision at age of legal consent that they believe their gender is wrong, you know, who am I to tell them that they can't make that determination, as insane as it seems to me to be? I can't get past the fact that you are born a biological male or a biological female. There's only two choices, A and B. And if you think mentally you were assigned the wrong package, and you want to alter it, you know, I do not tread on anyone's individual liberty to make those decisions. However, for all of this political correctness now that is completely drowning us as Americans, as human beings, for USA Boxing to come out with a transgender policy is about example of lunacy that I can possibly imagine. Because basically what they've done is put in their rule book criteria where, and they have done it for both genders, which is unusual, but I don't think you're going to see a long line of females transitioning to males getting in line to fight male boxers. So obviously this is the same issue that we're currently dealing with in all kinds of other women's sports, swimming, track and field, powerlifting, etc., are the major ones where transitioned males are competing against females, in a lot of cases strutting around the locker rooms with them, still featuring their original equipment, and yet they are allowed to compete on in swimming pools and playing fields and other venues. We recently had a girl seriously injured in a volleyball game when a trans male, now female, spiked the ball so hard it broke her nose and structurally created a lot of damage. So you get those reports on a pretty regular basis. Of course, the other one last year was a college lacrosse game where a trans male launched a shot and hit a young lady competitor right in the face and caused a tremendous amount of injury. So you're starting to get a lot of these things as more of these people transition into female sports. And competition is great. There should be a competition for anybody who wants to compete and has ability in a sport. But boxing is a very interesting direction to go. If you're talking about males who have transitioned to females, and the rule book lists the criteria very clearly of how that's got to work, where you have to have undergone the transformational surgery. And basically that means that a male has to have his junk removed and also begin treatments to develop breasts. I don't know all the details. I don't want to know all the details, but basically that's what transitional surgery means. You also have to qualify over a 48-month period of constant checks and documentation, and that's 4 years. So they tried to be reasonable and responsible, although the premise is absolutely absurd. But your testosterone levels have to be dramatically reduced to lower levels. And I don't have the exact numbers, but we don't need to get into a medical discussion here. But your testosterone levels have to be at a point where they maintain a below threshold level that supposedly takes away your maleness, and that has to be maintained over a 48-month period before you're allowed to compete. But here's the problem. With all that said and the criteria established, you're still going to have a biological male, and I don't care what alterations take place. It doesn't matter what procedures are implemented to make this magical changeover from male to female. You're still, till the day you die, if you're born a biological male, you are still in bone density, in physical criteria, you are still a male. If you look at Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, the former greatest athlete in the world as a man, winning the triathlon competition, the decathlon, I should say, the decathlon competition, which is like 12 different sports, in the 1976 Olympics. Bruce Jenner made the transition to female and has gone through all the steps. But if you look at Bruce Jenner is not feminine. Bruce Jenner may identify as a woman and look like a woman and call himself Caitlyn and has undergone the procedures. But do you, even at this age, Bruce Jenner probably now has to be in his 60s, maybe even 70s. But if you're a woman, do you want to get in a ring with Bruce Jenner, formerly the greatest male athlete in the world, the winner of the decathlon? I don't think so. And quantify that with other male athletes that have gone into women's sports, like Lee Thompson, who's now Leah Thompson, the male swimmer who has destroyed female swimming records. He was a mediocre college male swimmer who has become just a devastating force competing against women. And he still has all of his equipment. Of course, famously, Riley Gaines has kind of made an identity for herself, being the kind of spokesperson. She was a swimmer at the University of Kentucky and was absolutely appalled that they were having to compete against other swimmers of a different gender, and especially the fact that he was allowed to be in the women's locker room, strutting his stuff, so to speak. So, I mean, the examples of, and I mentioned a couple of the worst case scenarios a few minutes ago in some other sports where women have been seriously injured in volleyball and lacrosse, because no matter how you cut it, no matter what alterations or criteria are there for these individuals, they are still biological males, and that does not transition. You don't develop, a bone density or different levels of functionality as an athlete by going through the transition. So what we're really doing here is sanctioning the ability for men to be in a ring and inflict physical damage upon women. And think about the irony of that statement. We're allowing dudes to beat up women. And if anybody wants to take the position that, okay, well, they're not dudes anymore because they've made the steps to become female, but they're still biological males. And we're talking about boxing. And the people that are pushing this are these leftist ideologues who are trying to completely disrupt the fabric of everything that we have established and everything we have always held as self-evident truth, that there are men and there are women. This continuous, endless, relentless objective of trying to completely blur that line is absurd. And this is the worst example and the classic example of theater of the absurd that we mentioned sometimes here on TKR. So now you've got the same people pushing this agenda that have pushed the agenda for many years, that the most abhorrent thing, and I completely agree with what I'm about to say, the most abhorrent thing imaginable is a man inflicting physical damage on a woman. A man hitting a woman is the greatest taboo in our society. And the implications of that, which is absolutely unacceptable, it is totally, I use the word again, abhorrent for any man to strike a woman, and particularly to inflict enough physical damage where a woman has to seek medical treatment. Any man striking a woman is just a horrible, horrible thing. And now we've got USA Boxing, who is making steps in their rule book to sanction that activity. And the same people that are outraged, that have started all of these support groups and have had protests and different things all of the societal aspects of people that have led the charge to completely condemn the worst possible idea of human interaction, a man striking or inflicting damage on a woman physically, now is going to be a sanctioned activity. And a lot of the same people that are supporting this political correctness are also absolutely appalled by the thought of what I just expressed of a man domestically or physically abusing a female. But it's this kind of ironic zone that we find ourselves in, where a lot of people who are more interested in just tearing down the norms of society and will be on board on causes that are completely conflicting, because that's what the movement is about. This protest movement, this uprising of outrage over how things are in the world, and trying to right the injustices, are all over the board. And many times the same people that are for one thing are also for something else that's completely counter to what they would tell you privately they believe in, if that makes any sense. You've got the absurd situation of these people in the street disrupting events, causing traffic problems, trying to disrupt travelers at airports, this whole Palestinian protest that the Israelis are evil occupiers and have shoved the Palestinians out of their homeland. These people know nothing about history and how we've gotten to this point. It is a complicated situation. It is not an A and B black and white deal. It is something that takes years of study to try to understand. But the bottom line is, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago here on the show, there is probably not one example that you can possibly come up with that is a person or people that are settled on a landmass that have not been resulting from that particular piece of land or area or geographical location being, quote, occupied numerous times. And I have mentioned, I know, a couple of times on the show that where we're talking about now, the country that is currently Israel, which was established not by aggressive Jewish settlers, but by the United Nations following World War II, spearheaded by Britain, supported by the United States. That land was occupied at the time following the war by Jews, by Christians, and by Muslims. All different groups in that one area. It was not a country. It was not the country of Palestine that a lot of people mistakenly believe today. That state was about equal parts of those three faiths I just mentioned. And that land was designated to become the state of Israel because millions of displaced Jews after World War II had to go somewhere, and a lot of them migrated back to the land of their ancestors. But that didn't kick the Palestinians out. To this day, Israel maintains about 40% of its population is Arabic, and they live in coexist. One of the highest individuals in the Israeli government is an Arab Israeli, and a lot of people can't even conceive there's such a thing. But that's a good example too of, you know, protesting this occupation by the Israelis, which is really ill-fated, and another example of the theater of the absurd in the fact that every land is, I guess, occupied. You could argue, and a lot of them do, that America has been occupied by this Judeo-Christian faith that came in and pushed the indigenous people out, and also other countries that had staked claims in California and Texas. A lot of the Southwest was Spanish and then by transition Mexican territory. So you can argue that Mexico and California, we are occupiers of those areas, or any land that was once populated by the Native Americans, which were not Native Americans. They were indigenous people. because they were not a country. They were not the original America. They were a bunch of a variety of tribes that were in many cases at war with one another for power and territory. It is just the history of mankind. And a lot of these people who are just so desperate to have a simple equation of good versus evil, of oppressor versus victim, they're out there parading around in the streets. And it's absolutely absurd, because what they're vocally protesting and what they have such a problem with is not a very accurate description of exactly what has transformed in the Middle East. So getting back to the transgender boxing subject. So now you've got an official federation in sports supporting the idea of men beating up women. And I'm sorry, again, you might think I'm insensitive to the cause of the individuals that are in this discussion that have made the decision to become female after they're born biological males. That's fine, but they should not be allowed to get in a ring with their superior physical attributes and their much more defined muscle and bone density and inflict damage on females. Female boxers have come out right away with great protestation. Even left-wing female boxers that are inclined to be in this kind of protest crowd and this tear down America revolution, you don't hear any of them saying, yeah, man, this is a great decision. I can't wait to fight Bruno in a couple of years and take a whooping. You see in movies that these super women are fighting men and kicking them and knocking them out. It's fantasy, folks. A man and a woman are not meant to engage in physical combat, and boxing is a combat sport. This is the most ridiculous, asinine example of how this movement continues to go way too far when, due to political correctness, you have to decide that you've got to write rules for your sport to allow people of another sex who have, quote, transitioned to be participants. I don't have any problem whatsoever with anybody who has transitioned being a fighter. But if you want to be a boxer, why not? Just like other sports, and I've said the same thing for swimming and for track and field, men are shattering all the records of female athletes in these woke places where they're being allowed to, because they identify as female, being able to compete against girls. The New Jersey State track meet in all of their running events in a recent year, I think it was last year, all three top finishers were transitioned males. That's not right. It's not fair. I don't have a daughter because I would be even more outraged if I had a daughter who was an athlete and her opportunities to succeed and derive satisfaction from hard work and accomplishment is taken away by a man who identifies as a woman. It really just cuts to the core of fairness and fair play and level competition. And this boxing decision is absolutely mind-boggling that, again, now you've got an official bureau in charge of amateur fighting in this country that is writing rules where men can get in a ring and beat up women. It's so appalling. It's so amazingly ridiculous that when are we going to go to the point where everybody says we've gone too far? I hope this is a tipping point. And I thought, because again, the media is not really making much of a big deal about this because they know this is a volatile direction, I thought you needed to know that this is what's happening, that's not being reported on, like so many other things. The media now picks and chooses the stories that they think they can feed you and chooses to not inform you of anything going on that goes against the agenda. It's basically a progressive state media. It is not independent journalism any longer. And it's just a damn shame because it's one of the things that makes this country great. We all have a responsibility to question things that we don't agree with or understand, and particularly things that are outrageous, like this boxing decision where men can get in the ring and legally inflict damage on women. I'm Kip Kiefer. That was what I thought you needed to know this week. I want to make it clear once again that my final point here is there is nothing more disgusting and intolerable than a man beating up a woman, inflicting any kind of physical damage on a woman, and now we're sanctioning the activity. When does the madness stop? If transgenders want to be boxers, that's fine. Create a category where people in that same condition, a couple of guys that have transitioned, they want to duke it out. That's great. But that's the category in sports that needs to be created. If it's got to be, and the numbers increase, right now it's still just an infinitesimal number, just tiny, tiny number of people that have made this decision and have transitioned to another gender. But if that continues to happen, then create sports categories where they compete against one another. You got men, women sports. Why not transgender sports? I have no problem with that. But the crossover, you're not going to see females that become males competing because, once again, they have physical differences. And when you do have it, is males who are superior in a physical and muscular situation. And again, I'm not a misogynist. I'm not stating that as an opinion. That's just a fact. And it's an undeniable fact, despite anybody wanting to think differently. So that's what we've got this week. It's need to know. And I appreciate you tuning in for this particular discussion. Don't forget, Kiefer and Curry will be along. We're going to talk about the importance of coaches at all levels. I find it a fascinating subject Tony has selected for this week. Can't wait to come to you. We're going to be putting that show together tomorrow, Tuesday the 9th. And I imagine it'll be available probably starting tomorrow evening right here on TKR. It's going to be a great discussion. And don't forget, we're still going strong on Saturday mornings, 10:30 a.m., ABC 3340 locally in Birmingham. And if you're out of the market, you can catch us on our YouTube channel, which is the starting lineup, Kiefer and Curry's starting lineup. Each week we have great sessions on college football, and we're going to transition now as the NFL playoffs are getting ready to start. So don't miss it every week, either on ABC 3340 in Birmingham at 10:30 on Saturdays, or available on YouTube starting the following Monday each week. I'm Kip Kiefer. Have a sensational week, everybody. Again, Happy New Year. Let's make 2024 a transitional, since that's the word of the day. Let's transition to a sense of sanity. Let's issue a lunacy warrant for what we've witnessed in recent years, and let's get back on track as the greatest country on God's green earth. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. We will see you again right here on Need to Know next week.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.